Hi, good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Great. Hey, sir, so I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming election, sir. Would that be okay?
Do I have to be a resident of a certain state, or?
No. Just okay. It just pertains to the election, sir.
Okay. What about if I'm in the process of moving out the country? You still want my...
Yeah, you're still here. Of course we want your opinion, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be quick. I won't take too much of your time. I'll go as fast as I can. Could you tell me what year you were born, sir? Just the year.
1970.
Okay, sir. And... the next question is, what is the highest level of school you've completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's. Excellent, sir. Bachelor's degree. Thank you, sir. And let's see, are you Hispanic, Latino, or any Spanish origin?
African-American.
Okay. Thank you. And the next question. Okay. African American. Thanks for that, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, sir. And as you may know, there will be elections for U.S. President, U.S. Congress, and other states and local officials in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 elections? Are you almost certain your vote, 50-50, probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Definitely not vote, because I'm moving out the country in a couple weeks. So.
Understood. And how motivated are you to vote in November 2024? Zero means not. 10 means extremely motivated. So, okay. From 1 to 10? Yeah. Well, could you just give me a number from 0 to 10?
1.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I understand your position. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
Locally, I say a 10, but locally, I would say a 10.
Okay. Thank you.
If you're not locally, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a 1.
Okay. So in that situation, I just want to be fair and make sure I put the right answer. Which one would you like?
I say 5.
Okay. 5. Thank you, sir. And think about the upcoming elections, November 2024. What are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 of these. We got healthcare, immigration, jobs and the economy, climate change, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, abortion, criminal justice reform, police violence, cost of living and inflation, student loans forgiveness, Israel-Palestine conflict.
I have to say healthcare, man. That's one of the main reasons I'm moving out the country. Healthcare makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. And you could also pick another one if you'd like that, you know, on your...
Oh, definitely racism.
Racism and discrimination. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you realize if you go to another country, they just take you. If you're sick, they treat you.
Yeah, believe me, sir, I definitely have my opinions. It's a situation I'm just not allowed to, you know, say anything, but
of course,
I appreciate your opinion, sir. Believe me.
Yeah, appreciate
now,
yeah.
Thank you, sir. I just want to respect your choices. Now we'd like to rate, how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, 10, which means very, very, 10, which means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold. And 0 means very cold and unfavorable. So you could use any number from 0 to 10, sir. Republicans in Congress?
I think about a 5.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
About a 5. 5.
And
5.
Kamala Harris?
5.
Okay. Donald Trump?
5.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
5.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries?
5.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And we have, if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would do like an independent candidate.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in 2024 elections for president? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Man, so I have to, I would have to say